Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on what has already been a jubilant victory Monday. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Man, it's going effing great. But
Whoa.
Yeah. So I need you to be honest, and I know people said they kept their hope and everything like that. Where was there a point in the game yesterday where you were like, this is a loss?
No.
Oh, lovely.
There was still three quarters to play.
Right.
And I figured if you're going to fall behind 21-0, do it in a hurry.
Sure.
Because now you got time to catch up, right?
Yeah.
So I think there was, I want to say when they scored, they made it 21-0, there was still 11:32 to go in the second quarter. So my point was, can you just get a stop?
Yeah.
Right? Because it wasn't what Philadelphia did. It was all self-inflicted wounds, right?
Man,
you
was
go for it,
it
on
ever.
You down at the 50-yard line, and you don't get it. So all they got to do is go 50 yards. You got a stop and a deflected punt that Bill Vinovich threw, and they get 15 yards and then go down and score, and then Smith makes the unbelievable catch on a poorly thrown ball.
Yes.
That if it was thrown correctly, Carson probably would have broke it up, right?
Yeah.
And so now it's 21-0. All right, fine. But there's a lot of football left to play before you give up. You know, it sort of reminded me of the 94 NFC title game against San Francisco, when the Cowboys touched the ball three times and turned it over three times, and there was still 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they basically made a heroic comeback, and had not Deion Sanders got away with that interference call,
damn right,
the Cowboys would have been 3 points behind in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, no, you never give up. Now, fans can give up, and they gave up before the game because I couldn't believe how many tickets got sold to Eagle fans, right?
There was
it was almost 50-50, I swear to God.
There was a moment that Cooper DeJean made a play, and you could audibly hear people going, Coop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was gross.
Usually you can tell by the crowd reaction of something good or bad happening to your team. You couldn't tell in this game because there was cheering on both sides, whatever happened, right?
Yes.
So, no, yeah. I just thought if they could get a stop, and they finally did with like 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and went down and scored. And I'm thinking, okay, now it's only 14. 21 doesn't look as bad. Now go play football.
And then were you excited that the defense eventually morphed into the 2000 Ravens out there and were just forcing punts and turnovers?
Well, think about it. If you count the turnover on the punt, right?
Yep.
It was a punt, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the punt returned. They stopped them 8 consecutive times. 8.
Wow.
Think about it. And the Eagles only gained 143 yards in the second half.
And it did not feel like that many yards either.
No, but they were driving. You know, they got the turnover, the fumble recovery. If the defense can play like that and the offense quits shooting themselves in the foot, you got a chance to, win the game, even if you go for it on fourth down and can't get in the end zone, or you throw an end zone interception, all the things that went wrong. But you know what? The Cowboys couldn't even beat themselves. They beat the Eagles and couldn't beat themselves with the mistakes they made. And to me, that tells you the quality of your team to overcome that amount of adversity.
So I did not agree with not kicking the field goal when it was 21-21, but I'm going to be honest and not based on the results. I want to go back to that very first drive. I did like the decision to go for it on 4th-and-3 at midfield. I feel like we've talked about getting the ball. I really did.
I felt like it was pressing too early, but that's fine.
And one of the reasons is, and we've talked about that, this, Mickey, is the idea of being aggressive in terms of you get that ball first, let's put those points on the board. I didn't love the play call, but I did like going for it on 4th-and-3 at midfield to start the game. How did you feel about that?
You know my feeling on field goals, right?
They lose you these games.
That's right. And I was like, no, this team's going to score points on this defense. That was my thought, right? You better go for it and try to keep the ball away from them. And same thing on the 4th-and-goal. Go score a touchdown because chances are, I watched Elliott warm up, and he was pretty good from plus 50 in
right.
the warm-ups. So I was thinking, well, all they got to do is get to the 40-yard line and kick a field for putting the game or trying to put away at that point.
Yeah, I have to admit, because of how well the defense was playing, that 4th down I didn't love because later in the game, and I was like, hey, let's just take the lead. But yeah, the first time I was good with it, even if it didn't work.
I just want touchdowns.
Yeah, in your face, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. The Elijah Craig play, that right there kind of encompasses
Clark.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Elijah Craig. That's a whiskey and a bourbon, by the way.
Oh,
the Elijah Clark play. that kind of embodies the everything that that Eberflus talks about with the no. No house guests. That dude just didn't stop. He kept pushing. He kept going. And that play right there was pretty spectacular. That kind of was a turning point for me there, Mick.
Yeah, I didn't realize how good it was until I saw a replay that just kind of centered on him.
Yes.
Where he got knocked down, what, 3 times maybe?
Yes.
And then he and Bell just blew up that guy to cause that fumble. And you're right. And you know what? It was kind of embolic of what they did the second half on defense.
Absolutely.
They just kept coming and coming and coming and didn't let anything bother them. And they got stops. It was like, where'd this defense come from? Well, let's face it. This is a different defense
than what
they were putting out there. It's different personnel. Quinnen Williams makes a difference, and you put him next to Clark or next to Osa, and Osa's not getting attention. Well, I bet he starts getting attention, right? He's got a sack in each of the last 2 games, and that sack was huge at the end to get the ball back and have another chance to drive down the field. So, I guarantee you, you know, when they went in, Savon Revel was going to be on a pitch count. He wasn't going to play the whole game.
Right.
And then Carson gets hurt, and he ended up playing 62%, 39 snaps in the game, and played well as far as I was concerned. And when you get pressure on the quarterback and you don't allow him to run, although, you know what?
They aren't allowing themselves to run right now. I don't think they're very good at it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they stopped the run. It was two games in a row they discouraged teams from running the football.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't running anywhere. But when they were, it was what was hurt on the run, 8 yards. They're down there. They win empty, right? And I'm sitting there. I said to myself, he's going to run the football. This is going to be a quarterback draw. I should have been in the huddle to let him know it, because no one realized that that's what was going to happen, and he goes in untouched, right?
Wow.
After I think Murray missed the tackle. So, but other than that, they shut down that running game. Saquon Barkley, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What did he have, 22 yards or something like that?
He was better than Genty.
22, yeah, 22 yards. 6-7 million a year for 22 yards?
Yep. That's probably not the right price there.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm just throwing it out. I don't know. But it was a lot more than the guys wanted to pay. That's all I know.
Mickey, we're having a little bit of an issue with our phone system. We will catch up with you again tomorrow, though, good sir.
All right. I'll still be bad phone system.
Well, I mean,
heck yeah, that'll be awesome.
That I'm glad that
maybe
Mickey,
he'll be in Mesquite and we can have him over to Taco Boy. You know,
yeah, intentionally or not, he helped prove my point about the phone system.
Yep,
right there. He goes, "I'll be," and then we lost it. So there's just a couple of things, and people are sending in what they need to happen. But I was really encouraged going into the game health wise too, because only Adeniji and Clowney were even questionable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that's what you want to see. I do remain nervous all of the time when Quinnen Williams doesn't immediately pop back up.
Dude, I mean, there was a moment for
sure.
That was another one of those, like, okay, this, now you add this to it. And Jerry's got to be sitting up there in the booth when he sees something like that.
Right.
He's like, this is why I never trade first round picks.
Yes.
You know, like, that's and there are other people out there that are like, no matter how good he was in the one game you had him, why would you ever trade a first round? Those are the things that I hope that Jerry, like, never goes, you know what, because this happened, I'll never let that happen again. With certain things like the Randy Moss trade.
Yeah.
Well, I'll never let, so now I have to always draft wide receivers with problems. And you're like, no, you don't. No,
now,
that's not the case.
Yes, you don't. And so the Cowboys also over the weekend, they waived Kyer Elam and then officially signed Malik Davis from the practice squad. We talked about how many elevations he had left. So there's that. And then, do you know George Pickens got fined $26,000 for the attempted slide down the pole?
Dude.
That was the largest sum of any player who was fined last week.
Oh, really?
So the NFL, they're like, that's the worst thing that happened. But also, we ask, what do you need to happen tonight in the Monday night football game to win? From the 214, I need Christian McCaffrey and Bryce Young to combine for 9 points. Oh, well, that feels safe.
Nice.
I'm up 144 to 117. My opponent has George Kittle. So as long as he scores 26 or less, I'm golden and still in the playoff hunt. Now, this person, they're all in on Monday Night Football. In the 682, I need 43 points tonight. I've got Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and Rico Dowdle.
Dang.
So I'm feeling confident.
You should. You should definitely.
Yeah.
But that, I will say, this is two very tough defenses.
Yes.
The Panthers out of nowhere have turned into a tough team, and this is a very tough one for sure.
See, and this is the kind of thing where I don't know if people watch it like this, but you check the score midway through the third and hope it's not 7-7. Like, you hope it's like 31-28, and it might not play out the way you need to, but you're like, I need points,
mm-hmm.
touchdowns. From the 6-8-2, I need 4 points from Kyle Juszczyk. Okay. And I had Jameer Gibbs, so
hold on,
I don't
how
need
many
anything.
Points from Kyle Juszczyk?
4.
Oh, I thought you said 44.
No.
I was like,
oh my gosh.
How are
no.
you relying on that?
Spoiler alert, you're going to lose 9-4-0. I just need Kittle, oh, wasn't as bad as
Skittles
Tom Brady,
are great.
To score less than 17.7. And then I'm already knocked out of fantasy. I'm 2-10. And I was in the Super Bowl last year.
I think I know that person.
I'm sorry.
He's
about
in my
that.
League.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
I need 74 points from the 49ers defense. We got the question of the day. Kevin and Corey are going to choose the story of the day next on The Fan, I guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which...
877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, Kevin and Corey, you guys are going to choose what the story of the day is.
Ooh.
I give you what might be some sad news if you like steroids. The enhanced games might be over before they started.
That makes sense, though.
Or the wildest promotion that I have ever seen a company do, and it has backfired massively.
Ooh.
You guys get to pick after the question of the day. 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. We go to the National Day Calendar. Today is National Book Week. If you enjoy reading, celebrate up.
That's not a day.
Yeah, it's a book week, though. Okay. I just wanted to put that out there. If you are a bookworm, this week is a great week because hopefully you're getting a couple days off, maybe a day off or two this week for the holidays. That would be great. So you could take some extra time to chill, relax, read a little bit. Just trying to spread some love here, Kevin.
We actually work more.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, Black Friday, I'll be in on the morning show from 6 to 10 with a three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold from 6 to 10. So we'll be in for the morning, boys. If you want to check us out, we would greatly appreciate that after a Cowboys game day on Thanksgiving. Very much looking forward to that. It is also National Brand Day. So if you're a brand, text in 877-881-1053.
This is Nike. Or is that like oat brand?
That's bran.
Oh.
Oh, bran flakes. Yeah. Also, National Sardines Day. If you're celebrating, please just brush your teeth before you speak to me. But we're going to talk about the most important day today. It is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. So what is your unique or hidden talent? 877-881-1053. While you guys ponder, I'm going to turn the lights on in here because I look like a ghost on the fan cam.
Oh,
yeah, and you better watch out if you don't have good lighting. Somebody will really get after you.
Carter's going to whoop your ass, man.
That's right, he will.
Yeah, Carter wants good lighting because it matters, guys.
Yeah.
You want to see our faces? I was going to say beautiful faces, and then I was like, I understand. But if you want to see our faces, you should. So, our hidden talents. I don't really have one. I can gleek really far.
You can what?
I know exactly. I don't know how if people still use that term, but I know what you're talking about.
I can shoot spit out from under my tongue far.
What?
Yeah.
And it's like a concentrated spit that's thinner.
Yeah. It's just this little. Hey, I'm like a.
You said unique, not positive.
That's fair.
From the 817, I can gleek far too. So there we go. Yeah, like
it's
this
just
is
an ugly
a.
word.
I remember too. Like my friend was doing it in middle school. He was gleeking, and I was like, "This is how do you do that? You know, like what?" And he goes, "I don't know, dude. I just went like this over and over." And I was like, "All right." So I did, and I practiced, and then one day I had like a sour sucker in my mouth. And when I pulled it out, I gleeked, and I was like, okay, how did you do that? And I triggered my brain. I told it to go and read, you know, do all those things, and now I can gleek on command. So that's my hidden talent.
It's still a gross-sounding
nice.
Word.
And I don't do it very much because people find spit disgusting. Oh. So,
I mean, clearly, Alec is disgusted by your talent.
Yeah, didn't you just say last week, Corey, don't spit on people?
And I haven't spit on people since.
Oh. That's a short amount of time.
Does that mean before? You're like, come here. Like you and the Hawk Tua girl.
I'm not, no, it's nothing like Hawk Tua.
Okay.
All right. Somebody said we call it lurching also.
Ew.
So
that
sounds
worse.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm peering into somebody's bedroom.
Hawk Tua.
I'm lurching around.
I don't like that.
I feel like I can manipulate my voice well, except get it to work when I need it to. But I can be like,
hello, Alec. How are you today? Would you like me to talk like this?
I'd rather not.
Kevin is a fantastic juggler.
Oh, I can do that too.
Yeah, you've proven that before.
Yeah.
At the old studio.
And the pressure was on.
Yeah.
When we did that for a payoff to the wheel.
Yeah, you actually, I had to do that. Oh. And every time you dropped it, Colby would hit you with a wooden spoon. And
he didn't take it easy on me.
And Kevin goes, you're literally 1 minute into this, and you have dropped that thing 24 times. And I was like, yeah, I'm not very good at juggling. He said, can I do it for you? I was like, please. And so that was a lifesaver, like, because Colby quite literally could have burned a hole through my arm with his wooden spoon.
Yes.
Kevin, you're really good at that. Now what I need you to learn.
Like flaming things?
Nope, you got that down.
What an assumption.
That's messed up. I almost said the other word.
I need you to learn how to juggle Rubik's Cubes and solve them at the same time. Have you ever seen kids do that?
Yes.
They're juggling, and they're just like, bop, 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 bop. All of them are done. What?
How are they able to take all the stickers off and move them while they're juggling?
Just automatically assume cheating when you see something cool like that.
I do not know how to solve a Rubik's Cube. So, for whatever it's worth.
I've gotten very close to solving it a couple of times, but then I screwed up like one move towards the end, and now I've got like every side figured out, but like the white side will have one orange piece there, and I'm like, how do I get this out?
Yeah.
And it's just the hard plastic one, so there's no stickers that I can just rearrange and be like, hey, I did it.
I did my, I had one, and I went and looked on the internet, And because there are like there are systems where you can.
I'm sure.
And so I found one. I was like, awesome. And so I did it. And I was like, dadgum, this doesn't work. So I found another one. Nope, that didn't work either. And Avery walks by and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I told him and he was like, oh, I pulled all the stickers off that and rearranged it. So so here I am trying to figure it out.
So you had a busted Rubik's Cube.
It's already messed up.
And that's why you couldn't do it. All right. I got it.
Let's see. From the 469, hidden talent, making my wife mad at anything I do.
That's...
Oh, man, if you want to know a stupid hidden talent that I have, is spending way too much time and getting way too emotional about conversations that have not taken place. Like, I will roll out conversations in exactly how I think they'll go and get heated at somebody for a thing that hasn't even transpired.
Huh.
Yeah, no, it happens all the time. I have stopped that and let it go, but I know exactly what Kevin's talking about because you have to let that go, bro. Otherwise, it will own you.
I'm a consistent work in progress.
And that's what I like that's what I'm proud of you.
I'm putting that in my Twitter bio. Thanks, Kevin. That's nice. But see, from the 214, this is not the question of the day. I just felt the urge to read this. Getting to watch via YouTube on my day off, and the Alec cam on the fan cam makes him look like he's being punished in the new studio. Conversely, you can't see his gigantic forehead. The thing is about me.
Do you have a gigantic forehead?
The thing is about me. You can't hurt me with things I already know.
I did not know that. So I'm not even mad. I did not know you had a big forehead.
It's almost like I wear hats on purpose, 214.
Wow.
Thanks, smart guy.
This is kind of blowing my mind. I really had never noticed that.
You're lying.
It's not a forehead. It's a five-head.
I'm not lying.
Thanks, Corey.
You should know me well enough to know I would just cut to the chase and be like, yeah, it's tough.
Okay, you know what? That's fair.
He doesn't have dreams. He has movies.
Damn.
When he salutes,
there's
it's like way up
lines.
Here.
Man.
I stole them all. They're all from Mike Epps and all about the Benjamins. It's really funny.
Could we come up with new ones? They invented 6'7" to expand the length of Alec's forehead. Because instead of having a 5 head, he's got a 6'7" head.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Look what you did.
That was just rude.
That stays on.
And see, and that's this. Corey knows this. This is why I don't get in arguments or rap battles with people. Because I don't think there's a line once you started it. And I'm like,
what was the line? Because your mom's in the cemetery?
She couldn't do it because she was already in the graveyard. And so I still maintain that was a clever line, but...
Did it go too far?
I think it didn't go too far enough.
From the 817, Mickey Spagnola's hidden talent is winning Masterpiece of the Week.
Yeah.
Kevin's headphones were off whenever Mickey delivered that beauty.
And I'm not going to repeat what he said. You're just going to have to find
out. Honestly.
I'm going to go do the rewind. So here's the thing. If you're watching the fan cam and you're like, why did Kevin just sprint out of the studio? So we've got two more things coming in. It's an autographed picture of Ronald Reagan framed up and an autographed jersey from Troy Aikman.
Whoa.
I know that's a weird combination of things that are going into Peace-a-thon, and somebody snagged them for us in the lobby. Thank you very much, Eric, for bringing those up. And I saw them not coming here and going elsewhere, and so I sprinted out. I was like, nope, those are mine. And then the first person goes, right. And I was like, no, seriously, those are mine. They're for Peace-a-thon. I would like them.
Huh.
So there you go.
The tone switch there.
I like that.
I see your tone is
my tone will change.
It will change, but let's see. From the 940, sorry, that's all I got. I can wiggle my ears without touching them.
Oh, I can do that.
Oh, that's neat.
Not
I can
wiggle,
do that too.
But basically I'm just moving most of my head. Watch.
Oh, wow. All right, Corey. I'm not going to lie. I was about to shut that down and be like, this is an audio medium. But that was so cool. That was so cool that I think we should allow it. I mean, I was like, Corey, this is audio. You're an idiot. And then I was like,
he is doing it.
That's pretty neat.
I don't know what's happening. For the 817, I could say the ABCs backwards, full speed.
Lies.
C-Y-S-W-V-U-T-S-R. See, I can do the very first part, but I can't really get over the Q.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's where I struggle.
I don't know why that sounded weird, but it did.
What?
It's a letter.
It sounded funnier than it should have been.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those. I think it's the way you say things.
Yeah.
That's why I have a
it's
job.
It's your mouth.
From the 469, it might be dark where Alec is, but I can still see his pierced nipple. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not a
it's
real thing.
It's the reflection.
Hey.
Ooh, hold on. Hold on. It's not a real thing yet.
Oh, God.
Everybody's got a price, Alec. What? Look, we have a wide swath of people who listen. I guarantee you on Wednesday, if I needed to find a nipple piercer, I could find a nipple piercer.
Fact.
Is there a price that you would do that live on air? We'll provide the ice and then the whatever else is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a donation amount that people could get to?
I think you'll have to discuss that with the lady because you know me.
Yeah,
I'll do anything for
you
charity.
You already won't let me talk to her because of some of the ideas I had for flower shops that you did not want us to directly communicate with one another.
Hey, you're probably going to see her at Peace-a-thon, so you can have the conversation one-on-one.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I'm not going to answer that. I love charity, and I love my possibilities, so I would put a number there.
Mm.
But some people around me probably wouldn't want me to put a number on that.
Okay.
Guys, pick a story. Do you want to hear about the enhanced games? Probably
enhanced
dying.
Enhanced games.
Okay. The enhanced games has suffered a massive legal setback. They filed an $800 million lawsuit earlier this year against the World Anti-Doping Agency, World Aquatics, and USA Swimming, and the judge has dismissed the case. So they ended up skyrocketing this to $800 million after punitive damages, awards, and recovery of attorney's fees, blah, 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 blah. But the Enhanced Games was claiming that World Aquatics utilizes an anti-competitive rule, bylaw number 10, which allows it to stop its members from participating in unauthorized competitions. And the judge just disagreed on that rule. And basically, these entities that they sued, they're saying that they made up rules and they're kind of switching up the rules that they've already had for a long time to make it to where these athletes can't compete in the enhanced games, which obviously they need big names.
Right.
Like, there's going to be sickos like me that are going to be like, I want to see drugged up people out there competing. Sure, why not? But you got to have like a Fred Curley in there or something if you're going to be one of the running the 100. I want to see a record get broken and nobody care because it's not fair.
Right.
I want to see that. I want to see the biggest names. And basically, Team USA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, they are coming up with creative ways to say, hey, all of our people, you're not allowed to go do that. So it looks like the enhanced games might be done before they ever started.
Which
makes me sad.
Alec, and I get y'all's point, but that's probably the right thing to do.
Probably, but hey, sometimes the right thing to do is not fun.
That is for sure.
I like fun.
We're the KNC masterpiece, like getting your nipples pierced right here on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, speaking of fun, coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Do we have a new contender for offensive player of the Jameer?
Okay.
Next on The Fan.
There's Gibbs on first down. Jameer Gibbs across midfield. One man to beat inside the 20, the 10. Touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. In overtime, remember the Giants will have an opportunity. Gibbs takes it 69 yards.
Yeah, well, guess what? It didn't matter that the Giants got an opportunity right now. Powered by Men's Tea Clinic, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip!
Wow, that was a dip like that was sizable from Taco Bueno.
We'll be there tomorrow off of Town East and Mesquite.
Oh, dip and rip it.
Thank you. Now, so let's talk about some of the playoff potential teams in the AFC, some issues that they are going to run into. You already mentioned this earlier. Trey Smith, the guard for the Chiefs, is expected to miss Thursday's game against the Cowboys. And then the guard for the Patriots, Jared Wilson, has a high ankle sprain. And so traditionally, that has led to maybe a handful of games that he might be out.
Yep.
Let's talk about Jahmyr Gibbs. And in case you hear it, I'm sorry. Yes, I do have a cough drop in my mouth. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Nobody can hear that, Kevin.
Sometimes.
Why do you get so concerned?
You know how it is. Detroit won their 14th straight game after a loss.
Yep.
But for a lot of the day, it looked like, who knows how that's going to play out.
My buddy, Jameis Winston, threw the first touchdown. My buddy goes, Jameis Winston's going to beat the Lions.
That was the touchdown. There was a flea flicker. Devin Singletary threw it back to Jameis Winston, who then hit Wandale Robinson for a 39-yard touchdown. But realistically, the ball traveled 56 yards in the air.
Yeah.
It was a remarkable play. But all things in this game paled in remarkability to Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs had 219 yards and 3 touchdowns. But let's throw out this stat instead. Remember how we talk about it's not only the stat, it's what kind of class that stat puts you in. Tell me what you think about this group.
Okay.
Jahmyr Gibbs has yet to turn 24. He has now surpassed these players for most touchdowns before they turn 24. And by the way, he doesn't turn 24 until March. So he has the rest of the season. He has surpassed with this game Jim Brown, Emmitt Smith, and Randy Moss, and now trails only Barry Sanders for the most touchdowns in NFL history before your 24th birthday. Those are four. You could make a strong argument that none of those players I just listed are worse than, what, fourth at their position all time? Mm-hmm. And that's just because I listed three running backs. Those might be the best three running backs of all time.
The crazy thing about, like, watching him play is so much fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll also have a Jim Brown rookie card, PSA graded, and piece of thought.
Fantastic. Watching Jahmyr Gibbs get the ball is an absolute blast because you know he's about to turn and go as fast as he can. Like, he sees a seam and he goes, great vision, great balance, speed, and strength to go along with it. He is everything you want. And it's not like David Montgomery's too shabby.
Right.
And so with those two, they can do everything the other one can do.
Yes.
And they go. I hate seeing him on other people's fantasy teams. Like, I absolutely, like, when he's putting up 60 points against you, you're just like, what the heck is happening right
it's
now?
It's unbelievable.
But I also love when an entire industry goes, what are you doing, you idiots, drafting a running back this high? And the team goes, doesn't matter. We got the talent.
That was me.
It was not me.
I was one of those people. I thought they overdrafted Jahmyr Gibbs in general.
I wasn't taking a shot at you there because I did not know that. But I'm glad that you fessed up to it, Kevin.
For sure.
Fess up to your wrongdoings.
Look, I already told you about the cough drop.
And people are definitely saying they can hear it.
Yeah, sorry. It's at this point, honestly, it's a little bit preventative, a little bit maintenance to make sure we get through Wednesday.
But watch Jahmyr Gibbs, man. For entertainment purposes, enjoy watching that dude run the ball. And then enjoy watching the Cowboys stuff him whenever they play against the Lions.
Man, by the way, what a great Thanksgiving slate now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
like, especially since you've moved into the contender years for the Lions, because it used to be like, oh, yeah, that game exists.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the Bucs. Tough game yesterday.
It was bad.
Right down to the fact that the Bucs believe Baker Mayfield suffered a sprained AC joint in his left shoulder, so his non-throwing shoulder. He's getting an MRI. They're hoping that will bring more clarification. But not only did you get stomped out, you suffered an injury to Baker Mayfield, which even on his non-throwing arm, that is still problematic.
Yeah. Losing Mike Evans stinks. I just saw Bucky Irving has a chance to play.
Yes. Yes.
But their offense, Baker has been the center of the universe for it.
Sure.
And Tez Johnson was kind of coming along. It was nice to see that. Igbuka having a fantastic rookie year.
Yep.
But they are slowly starting to fall apart.
And it's too much.
And when you lose a guy like Baker, like Teddy Bridgewater, I love the guy and everything, but it's different whenever Baker has that team.
And even if you didn't lose him, like, what if you just lost some of what he can do?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's problematic as well.
The personality, the leadership, the attitude, like, they all rely on that. And so now, Kevin, it definitely does look like that is a Panthers division to take right now. And nobody would have said that before this season.
Absolutely not. Which, once again, I'm going to go back to the phenomenal job of Dave Canales and being in the mix for Coach of the Year. All right. Hey, you know who didn't do a good job? People that got fired today. Chip Kelly has been fired from the offensive coordinator, of the Raiders because it's his fault of all that stuff that's happening. But, you know, that's just kind of how it works. And then the Giants, after another catastrophic loss where they had the game, it was theirs, and they lost again. They fired their defensive coordinator.
How are you
going to
beat Jahmyr Gibbs, though, Kevin?
I mean, it's impressive what he does nonetheless. Of all the teams that he could pull this off against, I would have said the Giants, but I guess now you have to put the Eagles pretty high up on that list, too. In your face, Philly Burn. But
well, you were right, because the Broncos, they had that spectacular comeback in the fourth quarter.
So the Giants fired their defensive coordinator, and they have moved up their outside linebackers coach, there we go, as their interim defensive coordinator. So some folks losing their job yesterday. But I want to go to this.
Let's get to it.
Shedeur Sanders, he did it. We told you on Friday that no Cleveland Browns starting quarterback since they restarted the franchise had won their first game. I believe they were 0-17. But Shedeur defeated the Raiders, I guess the Browns did too, 24-10. And I am happy for him, but I want to take you to cut number 20. And I feel like these are the types of quotes that people don't like. Personally, I totally get where he's coming from because people have been trying to dump on him all this way. This is what Shedeur said post-game.
You know, so a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know, it ain't going to happen.
I like that kind of confidence. I think you need it.
You think anybody told him it was, yeah, it was the Raiders?
Oh, I'm sure.
You think anybody was like, yeah, but it was the Raiders?
Well, you know what my response to that would be?
Yeah, but we're Cleveland.
It's the first time in 26 years since your franchise came back that the quarterback won his first ever start. It's been 26 years. Also, in his first start, he threw the longest completion by a Browns quarterback this season, 52 yards, and they have tried several of them.
I saw it, Kevin. I don't know if you said this on Friday, too. Since 1994, 45 different starting quarterbacks.
Jeez.
And there were 45 U.S. presidents.
Oh, that's
also
weird.
Kevin, from 96 to 98, they suspended operations. So
they didn't have a team.
That could be, we could be at 50 right now.
Man,
60. So, I don't know about that.
That is freaking
look at this list.
Bananas.
Look at this list of all the starting quarterbacks since 1994. It's insane.
Spare after spare after spare. And by the
now
way,
they got Shador.
Look.
And that city loves him.
Yes.
Like, go listen to that crowd whenever he's out there. They like him. They want him to be the quarterback.
In your face, Dylan Gabriel. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers did not play. He's expected to play in their next game. Steelers lose to the Bears 31-28. We'll talk way more about the Bears going forward. But T.J. Watt, 115th sack of his career. That surpasses J.J. Watt, who had 114.5 sacks in his career, and he joked about coming out of retirement. He said,
you think you will?
I don't. I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, I do not. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys beat reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It's Nick Harris next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.